You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are true stories, sent in by you, but told by us. This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
Okay, hello.
Welcome back from spring break.
Yeah.
We took a week off.
So we took a week off and gave no notice.
That's on me.
Or no apologies.
Listen, I don't have to answer to any of you. No, I'm just kidding. I meant to put up a thing, and then when you're on spring break, you don't really pay attention to
break. Heck, am I right?
Yes. I feel like I'm just not really paying attention to the day of the week even more than I already do that. And so I was like, oh, it's Thursday. So it's like at this point, they've probably clued in. They're a smart group of people.
Yeah.
That we are doing an episode this week. Before we get started, though, into this week's subject.
Yes.
Do you have any
someday you'll laugh about this moments?
I have two.
Perfect.
So I guess
my spring break felt very solitary in a good way.
I was going to say
in a good way, but you get fewer interactional type of stories.
Right. Well, mine are more recent, so I could go one of two ways. You choose, Britt. Fifth grade maturation program.
Oh, gosh.
Or my rage attack on my fridge.
Let's go fifth grade maturation program. I think once everyone heard option one, there became no other options.
Well, neither of which is going to shed the best light on me as a person, per se.
But you have the narrative here, Allison.
Yeah, it's true. So fifth grade maturation program. And my son hasn't listened for several episodes, but he might. So I apologize in advance to him. But, I've never gone to the boys' one.
Right.
Obviously. And I didn't grow up with brothers, and we didn't have a dad in the home. So like this whole—
A lot of girl power happening.
Obviously.
And like, only girl power.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not dumb. I know what happens, but I don't always know what normal like tween boy behavior is. I don't always know what's normal. Does that make sense?
I feel like, do I need to get this kid checked out?
Right. Like,
or
what
is
normal?
Fine.
Yeah. And so— I knew there was going to be a decent amount of like giggling, and mm-hmm. I couldn't decide like how much giggling should we tolerate, and also how much giggling can I give myself, because
right.
I'm going to giggle. Anyway, this nurse gets up and she's like, hi. And she's like, so does not want to be there. Ray of sunshine is not how I would describe her. Just very flat. She gets up and
if
she's
you
like,
are tasked
with the maturation program.
For the elementary school kids.
Right.
I mean, well, here's where the real failure happened. The selection of the nurse.
Yes.
Because you know who's going to do it well and who's not as manager.
Well, I'm not trying to be rude, but they literally, like, she did nothing. So she gets up and she's like, hi, I'm the school nurse. My son shoots up like a look up at me and goes, we have a school nurse. And I was like, apparently, you've never seen her before.
Count your many blessings. You've never had to
go
visit her.
I'm like, you've never seen her before. But typically, listen, I wasn't like frequenting the school nurse, but I knew who she was.
I can't picture.
Start with a C. No, seriously, I can see her face. She was a little older lady. I did one time, bang my head on the bar and it bled. And so I did go see her then. But anyway, everyone knew who she was, at least.
Yeah.
So my son.
Or that she was there?
Yeah, like where to find her. And so my son, first of all, was like, we have a school nurse. And I was like,
apparently.
Yes, you've never seen her. He's like, I have never even seen her. And I was like, okay. And then she introduces this other woman who seems a little bit more spunky. And she's like, and this is so-and-so, and she's from up north. So we're going to show you.
What?
That's it.
That was her qualification, is she's from up north?
I'm like, does she have any letters after her name? Like R-N, C-N-A, like anything? So then she's like, we're going to show you a video.
Perfect.
Then we'll take some questions after. That's about it. Like, goes to turn the video on, and it's like played through onto this projector.
Mm-hmm.
But mind you, we have a brand new school. So you would think like we have top of the line situation going on. And we can't hear anything because it's legitimately coming out of like a laptop speaker.
Oh, really?
And we're like in the gym. Everyone starts like, straining to kind of hear.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, can nobody hear? And everyone's like, nope. No. Well, first when she started talking.
Mm-hmm. Nobody could hear.
Nobody could hear her because she so didn't want to be there. And she barely raised her voice. Well, then, this is so bad. I feel really bad for laughing. She goes to try to turn up the volume or look at the computer or whatever, and there's a little stare, and she fell.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
She fell, and I just have a really big issue, and it's something I should work on. But when someone falls, I laugh. I just laugh. It's like instinctive. So she fell, like, on her back. Like, I don't know.
Oh, like, it wasn't like a little.
So she went to step up and, like, didn't make the step and, like, fell back like a turtle on the back of its shell. And not hard. It was kind of a slow fall.
You have really
brushed past this
because you're like, I imagine she just caught her toe.
No, she fell all the way, like, onto her back. No. And so you're in a room of tweenage boys.
Who's everyone's already, like, a little bit anxious.
Right. Like, my son's, like, friend that I just think is so cute, and he taps him on the shoulder right before and goes, "I'm pretty scared." And I turned around and I go, "So am I." Anyway, so she brushes it off very well, and everyone and I look over at a mom, and we're like pursing our lips,
don't make eye contact with the other mom. Don't make eye contact with your friends.
So anyway, we go through this video. The way they have the video staged is the children are like, "So, like,
yeah, you want to learn about growing up?"
Yeah, and I don't really know, like, what's going to happen to my body, you know? And
hanging out, like, on a stoop of an inner city. I mean, what's happening?
It's an all white backdrop, and there's, like, a single couch or beanbag or something, you know? And they're like, "You know, sometimes when I wake up," and you're like, "Oh boy,
here we go,
right into it." I was sitting by my son and his good friend, and his mom wasn't there, and I was like, "You guys try to keep it, like, at a minimum, you know?" So anyway, at one point, there was a picture,
okay,
a drawn genitalia. Okay. And then it's like, as you get older, this will grow. And it, like, showed it growing and showed things dropping. Like,
okay.
The picture.
A time lapse.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. And my son and his friend just, like,
couldn't hold it together
and started laughing. And I knew once I start on the giggles, there will be tears. I will not stop. Uh-huh. I will have to excuse myself from the room. Also, side note, call me a terrible mom, but I totally forgot to think about what to do with my 5-year-old.
Allison called me and she's like, "I'm on my way to the maturation program." She's like, "I'm bringing him." I'm like, "You're going to bring your 5-year-old.
Because I used to volunteer at the school, like, a ton last year. And I just am such a habit of just bringing him along. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden I'm like, ding, ding, like, light bulb. Maybe
he shouldn't be here.
But what do I do now? Uh-huh. And so I just stuck him on the stage with my phone. Uh-huh. And hoped that he wasn't absorbing more than he's ready for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I really think he was pretty zoned in on my phone. That's a side note that just makes it funnier. So anyway, I at one point lean over to him. I'm like, "You guys." And I looked at his friend just as a joke. I was like, "Don't make me call your mom." And they got through it pretty well. But then, of course, at the end, she just gets up. She's like, "All right, any questions?" Like,
right. You're supposed to be like, "Okay, kids, it's natural.
Difficult not to laugh." But anyway, this one boy raises his hand, mm-hmm. and he's like, "Why do we call them testicles?" And she's like,
"That's an encyclopedia reader.
I don't really know. That's just what they're called."
Next question. My daughter, and she'll listen to this because she listens to every episode. She is biggest. My second daughter.
Okay.
She's the biggest "why is this called this" asker.
Right.
We'll drive by Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, "Why is it called Pizza Hut? And I'm like, "That's just whoever started that business. They thought that was a good name for
it's called the Hut.
Why are they called it a pencil?"
Yeah.
And you're like, there's really no
real
answer.
Get this girl a thesaurus.
Well, there's really no real answer.
Yeah.
Like,
is that what a thesaurus does?
It finds synonyms and antonyms.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
But
you'll never really know where it derived from.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, "Well, why did we name you Ivy? We just thought it was cute."
Right.
You know?
There's not a whole lot into it.
Yeah.
But that's good that she's
inquisitive. Testicle, they didn't choose it because it's cute. Right. I mean, there were probably reasons.
Listen, no matter what you name that, it's not going to feel right. So then the same kid raises his hand and is like, "Why do we call it a penis?"
The same kid?
Yes. And then she looked at him and was like, "Same answer. All right. Thanks, you guys. You can go home with your moms if you're here. If not, go back to class." Like, what qualified this woman? And, like, I want to feel bad for her falling, but I just don't that much. She wasn't a horrible, but she definitely wasn't super, like, you know, anyway.
Like, listen, I wanted a lot of questions answered here so that I don't have to answer them later.
I should have raised my hand and asked a bunch of questions just to embarrass.
You should have.
I'm just kidding. My son would have just been crawling in his skin.
Because no kids, except for Mr. Encyclopedia, are going to ask
any
questions.
And he was kind of doing it as a joke. Like right, my husband, right. when
He's
I told him later.
To be kind of like a punk.
When I told my husband later, he goes, oh, he totally got dared to do that. But anyway, what was funny was as I would kind of like dart my eyes around, a lot of the people laughing the worst were the dads.
They can't handle it.
They had these little snickery looks on their faces. And I'm like, listen. You are the example. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, if you start in, Dad, I am
going to
lose
defer
it.
To you yeah. in a lot of these instances. So I'm going to need you to be a rock in this situation.
And you're crumbling. You're falling apart on us. It was just an all around kind of funny thing. And I don't care how well put together it is. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be weird for everyone involved. Such is the maturation program. You know? So speaking of spring break, we decided to do a little spring break recap with our listeners to see if they had any someday you'll laugh about this moments.
Because travel, anything when you're out of your normal routine, it's prime real estate for these stories.
Yeah, completely.
And we love to hear them.
And no matter how much you plan or how much you try, it's going to happen.
Okay, well, let's start off with our first listener submission. She said, I took my son to Disney over spring break. They were at the park from 7 a.m. to midnight. Because it's such a long day.
Yeah.
But it's you got to get your trip and your money's worth. So it's getting late.
Yeah.
And her son is like, okay, I'm calling time of death on this. You know, let's get an Uber. Let's go back to the hotel. But like we were talking about, she's spending buku bucks.
And now you can't even walk your little booty home or back to the hotel.
Right. She's like, no, we're going to suffer through this together. Yeah. We're going to suffer through this happiest place on earth, okay? And then she also felt like she had a pretty good handle on where their hotel was.
Okay.
So it's midnight, and they're and they are heading out back to the hotel, thinking, okay, we've suffered through this. Now let's just go get some respite. And they ended up walking 20 minutes in the wrong direction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So by the time they figured out that they were going the wrong direction to the hotel, it was 12:30.
Oh, no.
So they're going to have to walk
40 minutes.
So all in all, they did call an Uber.
Oh, after all that, don't you hate that? Don't you hate that?
And traveled in the correct direction.
Yes. That is the most infuriating feeling when you are like, no, we're not doing that thing. We're going to save money or save time or we can do this. And then in the end, you end up there anyway.
Yeah.
That is the most infuriating feeling.
Right. Yeah.
I'll never get that sleep back.
I'll never get those steps back.
Yes.
Because you've already way surpassed your weekly step goal during that day and your dogs are barking and now you're like, holy crap.
And see, I am married to one of the most practical people I've ever met. And sometimes I joke and call him like dream crusher or fun killer or some things like that. We kind of grew up a little bit different in that like when we go to the movies, we very rarely bought movie popcorn or anything. We would stop.
The movie was privilege enough.
Yeah. We may stop at the dollar store or like the grocery store and try to smuggle in some treats. But he was like, it's not worth the hassle
to make two stops
and then potentially be late for your movie. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's worth it to go and just get the thing there. And he does that with everything. Same with like, it took me many years to be willing to like eat at the airport because we did not eat at the airport.
Oh no.
We split one Cinnabon.
It's a rip off.
But my husband is like, no, it is worth the peace of mind to go
to the airport
that early,
3 hours early. We can sit there for two.
And we can stop and leisurely get in line for whatever food we want.
Walk through the many gift shops.
No, really. He's like, make sure everyone has everything they need. Need a drink, bathroom break, whatevs. He's like, it is worth that. And there, and again, I was raised so differently. And I initially go, well, how about we try and stop on the way and go through this drive through and da 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 and then get to the airport. Mm-hmm. And he hates the uncertainty of that. And so that's what this is reminding me of.
You don't know how
of.
Many cars are going to be in that drive through.
Yeah.
You don't know how fast the service is going to be.
No, really.
Is it rush hour?
So he is like, nope, just get there, just do it. So that is a lesson to be learned right there. Sometimes you just get that Uber.
To start out with.
To start out with, because, and maybe you're trying to teach your kids some grit, but maybe this isn't about them and this is about you and you just want to get home after a long day.
It sounds like they'd already had a lesson in grit provided by Disneyland.
This listener said it was Easter Sunday over spring break and her kids went and found their Easter baskets and they pulled out a gift from mom.
Okay.
Who is the listener? And it's new bath bombs. So while she's trying to make her kids a yummy homemade breakfast of waffles before they headed to Easter Sunday.
Yep.
Church. Mm-hmm. Her oldest, who's about 8, said, "Where are the bath bombs?" Well, she had hidden them back up high so they weren't abused. My kids have abused bath bombs before, uh-huh, too. Uh-huh. Like, they just shove them in the sink and want to play, mm-hmm, or whatever. And you're, yeah, like, no, no, this is for bath. Bath bombs. It's in the name, you know? Anyway, so she had hidden them. Next thing she knows, she has put – the older sister has put her baby sister's bath bomb in the tiny bathroom sink,
yeah,
staining the white sink pink.
Oh, no.
I mean, eventually it will come out, I think. But, yeah, you know.
It's going to be a long road.
Yes. And she just yelled, "No!" and grabbed it out and put it in a Ziploc.
Oh, my gosh. Just throw it away.
Yeah. Just let him.
We are saving this bath bomb.
Yes. She took the waffles off the iron and sunk into the ground in tears, trying to be the perfect mom, mm-hmm, and failed by telling her daughter where the bath bombs were. We used the rest of it after church in a tub, and then the other two at their family cabin the next week. She said, "I'm sure someday I'll laugh about this, but I was really sad about it. The bath bombs were $7 each from Lush."
Holy bath bombs.
Yeah. And so that's the key there. Is, mm-hmm, at this age, no $7 bath bombs. They don't care if it's shaped.
You
don't care. They don't care if it's non-GMO. They care that it's colorful and fizzy. But I get what she's saying. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, and then you, and then you're mad because you freaked out. And you're,
and
like,
you're like, it's a holiday.
It's a bath bomb.
My children.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm on the floor of my kitchen crying. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, it's not about the bath bomb.
It's not. Okay. Moving on to our next one. This listener said, over spring break, they visited their mom in southern Utah, and their daughter had her 6th birthday over the break, mm-hmm, so they did a birthday party there at grandma's. So his mom was saying a blessing over the birthday dinner, and she said, "We thank the parents for preparing this fun party." Then she paused for a second and said, "Well, mostly the mom." And then did a little laugh.
Okay. So that's his own mom saying,
yes,
that. Okay. Uh-huh. That's a little bit better than if it was his mother-in-law.
Oh.
Holy passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Or just aggressive.
So his sister who's at the party started to laugh, but he just felt kind of annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, okay, mom. Yeah, my wife did a lot. He's like, but I blew up all the balloons with his mouth. I didn't have
an inflator. As opposed to, no, I'm just kidding.
Some people have,
yeah,
an
I know. I have an inflator. Yeah.
And he's like, a whole bag of them. He goes, I hung up all the decorations, went and picked up the pizza, mm-hmm, which was a half hour drive away one way.
Oh.
Because his mom lives in the boonies, and he helped wrap presents. Not to mention, working hard at my job to pay for the whole thing.
He's miffed.
Yeah.
He's miffed.
He goes, I was and still kind of am annoyed.
Yeah.
He's like, how dare you go to the Lord and be like, he didn't do much.
Right. Guess what, buddy? The Lord knows.
He knows. He really
sees
does
you.
Know.
He knows.
He's watching and he understands.
God is watching us. God is watching us.
Driving to Costco for the pizza. He goes, but I know someday I'll laugh about this.
Yeah.
Right now he is not, even though everybody at the table was. But you know what? Let's give credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that your mom came to the Lord in that way in front of you and in front of your grandchildren and your sister.
Right.
Because that is embarrassing.
Right. For those of us who stayed home over spring break, me, Britt, half of the time, mm-hmm, I kind of was like,
Have a staycation.
And I wanted to get a few things done. So I decided in the mornings, we will crank out jobs and cleaning and like doing some decluttering and things like that. If they work really hard, we'll go do something fun. Mm-hmm. My husband actually was gone for half of the break. And so the half he was there, he was trying to like leave work a little early and take us to do this. And so I would tell the kids, hey, hurry and get this done. And then dad's going to come home. We're going to go to eat or we're going to go to tea box or whatever. So we were kind of doing that. But it kind of was this cycle of, you know, they were kind of griping and giving me grief about doing the job. And then, yeah, I'd be like, fine, we're not going. And I'd take away the privilege. And then they'd be like, we'd like to earn it back. What can we do? And I'd give them extra stuff to do. And it was kind of, mm-hmm, rinse, repeat.
That's why I decided to leave.
Yeah.
I knew what it was going to, yeah, be. And, mm-hmm, I really wanted to just relax.
Right. And so with kids, that's hard anyway, no matter, yeah, where you are. But anyway, yes. So I can understand the feelings of this mom.
Okay.
On this next story, this listener said her 5-year-old daughter is the spicy child. She's strong-willed, spirited, a fighter for justice, etc. She said they were going at it a bit over spring break. And so she put her in her room to calm down. She, quote, calms down by screaming at the top of her lungs sometimes.
Okay.
Now, I've done this with my kids before. It is better to just literally put them in a room mm-hmm. or put them outside. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this calm down method of her screaming at the top of her lungs. Well, shortly after she puts her daughter in her room, her neighbor from another cul-de-sac calls her and says,
like far away.
Yeah. Calls her and says, hey, I just wanted to make sure everything was okay and no one was stuck in a tree or a ditch. She said they live on a little bit of property, so they don't have like...
So this is farther than I'm picturing cul-de-sac like that we grew up in.
Mm-hmm. Pretty close together.
Yeah.
And she said, no, that's just my daughter in her room. So she hung up and she went in her room and saw that she had opened the window and was screaming directly out of it for the whole neighborhood to hear. Help me! First of all,
putting someone in a room feels incredibly gentle.
It does feel incredibly gentle. And it's actually better than trying to sit there and be like, talk through it. And it's like, mm-hmm. no, you need to be separated from society right now. It's best for everyone.
That's how the justice system works.
Yeah. When you act a fool, you're out of here, dude.
But no, can you imagine? This person was a good Samaritan.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, it's been in the media recently. Kids escaping from, kids... You know, Ruby Frankie?
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
And so I'm like, they were probably like...
On high alert.
On high alert, yeah. Thinking, if I hear a kid screaming for their life,
yeah,
I need to be on it. When I heard this story, I just want to encourage this listener to listen to KSL News Radio.
And, and why is that?
Because I did a story about spring break travel.
Okay.
Because Easter weekend and spring break were falling. Well, here. So a lot of Utah school districts either had spring break leading up and Easter was the last bit. Of
it, right. That's how Idaho did it too.
Or there was Easter weekend and then it turned into spring break.
Right.
So they were expecting that weekend travel, especially like Easter Sunday,
right,
kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was on the phone with UDOT. And
another reason I wanted to stay home.
I was on the phone with UDOT doing an interview and, you know, making sure like the traffic might be bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't want you to run out of gas. You need to have, you know, basic supplies with you. Be prepared. All the kinds of things. Because this listener wrote in and said they totally ran out of gas on the freeway coming back from St. George.
Uh-huh.
She goes, luckily, she was able to pull over, but the shoulder was so tiny. That is so scary.
That is scary.
Because you're just like, vroom,
vroom. And your car rocks.
And you're like trying to like solve your issue. Yeah. And you're like afraid that you're going to die and things. So... She goes, luckily it was my husband driving, not me. So then you don't feel as bad. Mm-hmm. But I mean, because otherwise.
You don't feel as guilty, but you feel mad at
right,
them.
Right, right. You don't feel bad, you feel mad.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Pick your poison. It really is poison, folks. So luckily they were caravanning because they'd gone on a trip with other people. And they were able to call her brother-in-law to go get gas and then bring it to them.
Nice.
And they got the car gassed up and then it won't start.
Oh.
They must have killed the battery.
Okay.
In the process of going like,
yeah,
trying to see if they had any more.
I'm just learning that happens right now. I didn't know that was a thing. Okay.
So.
Like, I know batteries are a thing. I didn't know that, like, trying to start it
over and over could kill it. So then that same brother-in-law had to tow them with this tiny little rope.
Oh, my gosh.
That he found in the back of his car.
Oh, no.
So they could get to. I'm sorry.
It's like his daughter's jump rope. It's like a jump rope.
This boondoggle craft for the road trip entertainment. Because they had to get to a place that they could put the cars nose to nose.
Yeah.
So some kind of parking lot, I would guess, so they could jump it. So she's like, super fun, not super stressful.
Yeah.
She's like, I would love to say that this is the first time that they've run out of gas while on a road trip.
Oh, no.
But it's not.
It's not.
And you know what?
Here's the thing.
Some
I have
of us
noticed,
like to push the
I was
going to
say, I have noticed that people that run out of gas have run out of gas a lot of times.
They like to live on the edge. They push it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to keep being like on the radio, but there was like this huge traffic jam one day.
It's like at my job where I'm famous.
You guys know this is not true. But one day I was on my way to work and it was this huge traffic jam, like cities long.
Yeah.
Like it started near my city and ended near where I work, which is in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And it's far. And so that was like the big story of the morning.
Right.
And I was calling in work being like, I'm late.
And you were in it. You were on ground zero.
Ground zero. So when I made it to work, they brought me on live.
You should have gotten out and filmed yourself like standing by and you're like, I'm Britt Johnson and I'm here in the middle of the traffic jam.
The traffic apocalypse.
And I can attest that when I'm standing here, I cannot see the problem.
So they had me hop on live once I got there to tell about what it was like first person. And that was one of the things I said, you guys, I and the type of person to push it.
Yeah, on the gas.
But I ended up stopping for gas before I got into this huge traffic thing, not even knowing about the traffic.
Right.
And I would have been
watching
once again.
Yeah.
God is watching.
See,
us.
It's the theme of the episode.
And so I was like, and especially it was the summer that gas prices were like literally $5.
Uh-huh.
And so I would push it in that instance.
It's just so funny to me because eventually you're gonna have to. And listen,
it's like, oh, do I want to rip this bandit off? Right. Or do I leave it a little longer?
Listen, I ran out of gas once. Mm-hmm. I did. And it was really embarrassing. I was taking my high school boyfriend on a date for his birthday or something.
Happy
and we ran out of gas on Riverdale Road. Not ideal.
Right.
And I was sprinting to buy a gas can. For some reason, I was so dumb. I was like 17. I didn't even realize that I needed to buy the gas can and then put the gas in it. And so I was like, wait, this is going to cost a lot of money.
You show up and put some gas in your cupped hands.
No, I thought, well, I'll just buy gas and this tank will come with it or something. I don't know why. I was just stupid. I never had it happen before.
Yeah, right, sweetie.
Listen, I look for any excuse to stop at the gas station. Y'all know me. So I'm over here I have a half tank. I better stop. Anyway, all right. Well, this listener said, one of the days of spring break, her father-in-law decided to take her four boys fishing. They brought along their two-year-old balance bike. I've been there before where you know that littlest is going to get bored.
He's not going to sit and wait for a bite.
Right. And so you're just going to give him something else to kind of do. So while they were getting all the poles ready, she hears a huge splash followed by her father-in-law saying, he's in.
Oh my gosh. No.
Her two-year-old had decided to take his bike down a steep hill and right into the pond. The hill was shaped just right with kind of a ramp.
Oh my gosh. And it sounds like a blast.
Her oldest boy said, he got some good air. He went all the way under. So luckily, her father-in-law was close enough to pull him out quick.
Good. Oh, good.
Also, it was freezing. I mean,
It's not summer break, guys.
Yeah. And so she said it was a freezing day. But luckily, listen to this, mom. She had some spare clothes in the car.
She was prepared.
Able to get him warm and dry and continue fishing.
Wow.
She did say they were laughing about it pretty much immediately after. Not someday. It was.
We better pull him out.
Well, she was just saying, so I guess it's not necessarily a.
Someday.
Someday you'll laugh about this. You know what I mean?
As long as everybody's okay. Then yes, this is a story that shall be told
right
at every family get together.
Right.
Remember when Braxton?
And isn't that such like youngest kid energy right there?
Oh, absolutely.
Like youngest child energy. Uh-huh. They bring the chaos. Like they bring the chaos.
Yeah, they
and
do.
I'm the youngest child, so I can say that.
And like my youngest child, I think is a pretty calm youngest child.
Yeah.
But yeah, he recently got his cast off and he's the first kid I've ever had in any sort of cast,
right.
Any sort of break. So yeah, it is. And I don't know if it's like you're losing your ability to watch over your children well.
Yeah, you've let your guard down. You've let your guard down a little bit since those first ones.
Maybe.
I don't know. There is just that birth order, though. Mm-hmm. And I really feel pretty strongly that it's pretty true in my family.
Okay. This listener said they went ATVing in Sand Hollow over the break. She goes, brr, so cold, as it turns out. You picture the sand dunes to feel like
the Mojave Desert.
Agrabah.
Yeah.
You're like, and you're just thinking you're going to be out there in the warmth waterless beach. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, that's not the point of the story though, but yeah, it was cold.
Side note.
With three kids, her ATV rides are usually the baby friendly ones.
Yeah.
Mine too, whether or not I have a baby on board or not.
I
don't like to feel stressed out or out of control. I want to have everything end well.
I don't know. I feel like you love a wild tube ride though, and I don't understand that.
But when there's water, I mean, you can get injured on the water.
Yes.
But it's less likely
than
if there's hard ground.
Right. Less likely to be injured, more likely to drown. But keep going.
I guess I feel more confident in my swimming skills than, I don't know, my picking myself off post-concussion skills.
Scraping yourself off the pavement. Yeah.
Yeah. So she finally got things situated, getting ready to go ride. And she wanted to have an adult wild ride. Where the kids are.
I've heard of those.
It's strictly on the up and up.
We keep this a PG-13 podcast, please.
She wanted to take herself
on
an ATV
ride.
Yes,
I get it.
Kids are out.
Yeah.
She's ready to roll. She was excited to feel the thrill again. I like how she's written this. And we left for the dunes. 10 minutes in, their Razor's drive belt busted. So the remainder of her adult ride felt truly adult, fixing things. She's like, Mama's joyride is going to have to wait yet another day.
Yeah, nothing
that
says more mom or adult than
being like, okay, guys, I'm heading out to have some fun. Just no, kidding. You're in charge of all repairs and it's going to cost thousands of dollars.
Did we mention it's freezing?
Yeah. And she was probably out away.
Yeah.
And going fast. So she's far. And now she's on her own.
Yeah.
To get this baby.
With some kind of belt issue.
Yeah.
Well, this listener had a very poor sequence of events on spring break. Same type of thing where they did more of a staycation. You know, they were just going to stay home, in other words. Mm-hmm. And so she said it started out with her glass sourdough start jar breaking her other. So like you pour off this and you can start another start and all these things. Mm-hmm. And so, some of those sourdough starts are years old and they just get better with time, which
sounds gross, down generation.
Yeah. And so that can be a really tough thing. I mean, people name their sourdough starts. They have a life in them, you know?
Did you name yours?
No.
Okay, good.
No. I don't feel like we take care of it enough to keep it alive, but mm-hmm. you know, I'm not like,
yeah, on a first obsessing. Name basis.
Yeah. So she also said she spilled heavy whipping cream all over her kitchen. Then half of her kids got hand, foot and mouth. But the one that takes the cake was she had to take her healthy kid down to the bus stop. And so she left her sick kids home and took the newborn with her.
Right.
You could have just stopped it. I have a newborn.
Yeah. So she hasn't even included that.
So she leaves her sick kids home, takes her healthy kid to the bus, and has her newborn baby. Right before they headed out the door, one of her kids had a moment, which kind of caused them to be in a rush. And they're a little bit late, so they miss the bus.
Oh my gosh.
So she has to chase the bus to the next stop. And she's kind of like, probably like, well, my other kids are still home. I can't be doing this for too long, you know, her littler kids. She follows the bus to the next stop, gets her dropped off, and gets on her way. Well, her newborn starts screaming like he's never eaten before in his life. So she's rushing to get back home so that she can nurse him. Plus her other two kids are there. So she hurries out of her car inside to soothe her baby. And just tries to calm down. Right. Well, later that day, her 5-year-old comes running inside to tell her, Mom, the car is on. And she's like, yeah, right. She walks outside and lo and behold, she had left her car running for 7 hours.
Oh my gosh. The driveway?
Yes. Thank heavens it was in the driveway. They would have been dead.
Oh yeah.
If it was in the garage.
Yeah. And thank heavens.
And that's slow, silent killer.
Yes.
But it was outside.
Oh.
But for 7 hours.
God is watching us. You guys, I'm sorry. It's never funny.
Right. It just keeps happening.
God is watching us.
We need to get on the right part of the song
together.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, sometimes I'm on the.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's the beginning.
But I was like, oh, with gas prices these days. Something always happens. Like your kid has a moment.
That could have killed us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could have got the car stole.
Right.
Luckily, there weren't any bad actors in the area.
Bad actors. Sorry, that was funny.
I just think that's a funny term.
Yeah,
it is. It gets used a lot, like in reporting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's funny.
And at first, you're like, wait, who are we talking about? Jennifer Love Hewitt? Yeah. Or like, what do we say?
No. Or someone who acts badly.
Mm-hmm.
Poor behavior.
Yeah. Okay. This listener said, over spring break, she ran into a girl that she knew in high school. And she asked her, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. And what are your plans for the break?
All the pleasantries.
She's like, oh, I'm living in our hometown. I'm finishing school. Oh, that's so great. So is it just you and your husband living here, or your parents? She replied, nope, I'm divorced. I stared at her blankly for a minute and then panicked and said, yeah, girl, single life. That's the best. Welcome back to the club. And then she's like, oh my gosh, I'm dying. And she goes, also, I don't wish to be a part of the club.
And deep down, she's like, I freaking hate being single.
It's okay. Fake it till you make it, girl.
You find the joy in any
every chapter
stage
that
of
you
your
are
life.
In.
But yeah, it's so funny because when someone drops a bomb on you like that,
you don't know how to react.
No, and going back, you're like, I should have been like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
I mean, it sounds like you're doing great.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, whatever, let's hang out. I don't know. But she was just like trying to make lemonade
divorce,
out of lemons.
Oh, huh? Wow. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo, girl.
And I mean, some people
single
do feel,
again.
Some people do feel that way about their divorce, but you just don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
So I can definitely relate to some of these kind of flip out experiences that we've shared today, because what happened to me on spring break was it was the very last day of spring break and my husband was going to be home in a few hours from, you know, being out of town. So it was a kind of a combination where we decided to stay home And then my husband is out of town. And so I'm just kind of like on edge and probably need to take like a boxing class or something. But anyway,
As far as you feel when your husband's at, like, okay, you guys, maybe we're wusses. Yeah. I don't know.
We are. And we grew up with a single mom. And I always feel like absolute trash when I'm like complaining when he's gone for 4 days or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like we install the home alarm because
I don't sleep well.
An intruder is like my, quite honestly, my biggest fear.
Yeah, totally. So when you heard my story about how I had like a hammer tucked behind my curtain, you know, and my husband's like, you're going to bludgeon him to death? Like, let me get you a gun. And I'm like, that's so scary. He's like, you think bludgeon, you'd have to get so close to him and have so much bravery to club him to death with a hammer. I'm like, I'm not trying to kill him. I'm just trying to incapacitate him.
Yeah.
Till I can run and grab the children and run out.
And get a 911 call out.
Right.
But yeah, so an intruder is like literally my biggest fear.
Same. And so I don't sleep well. So that's not helping because I'm a little sleep deprived. And then, yeah, you're just kind of, I don't know. I'm a wimp apparently. And like I mentioned, my kids had continued to kind of be, they weren't doing anything particularly horrible. I have to say that. They were more just like with everything I was asking him to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys are acting so spoiled.
Ingrates.
And like, yeah. And, you know, I know that's totally coming from my mental health. But anyway, and then like my one day I was like, Kate, if you guys can go through your rooms, clean out clothes that are too small, we'll go donate them or whatever. And then maybe we can go get what spring, summer clothes we need.
Mm-hmm. And they were also, you have two boys. They're not going to – older girls would be like – spring shopping, whoop.
And
but you have a 5-year-old boy and an 11-year-old boy.
I know. And they're like,
like both of those things sound like chores.
And I was like, I would be thrilled if someone was like, go clean out your closet. We're going shopping. And so I was like, oh my gosh. And so I just, all these buildup things, not worth what I did. But anyway, one morning I asked them to do two things and I was cooking breakfast or something and they gave me guff.
Okay.
And I slammed my fridge door shut out of anger. And I heard a noise inside that didn't sound good. And I like yelled and was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, I need to go open that door and like figure out what happened.
See what the damage is.
And when I opened it, the top drawer, you know, where all the sauce bottles and stuff are, had. So when I slammed it, it like, because they can slide out and came you can out. Move them. It had come out. And so when I opened the door, it fell to the ground.
And a whole bunch of sauce and stuff.
Thank heavens, no. But like the you know,
it's like
plastic.
Like acrylic almost.
Yeah, and it like cracked a whole chunk off of that. And then I had like pulled this thing. I mean, I must have slammed it pretty hard because this whole, that, you know, you've seen my fridge, the little thing that like flips. The one door, because one door is supposed to close before the other. That was like separated from the door. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then I'm like, ah! And then I'm like on the ground and my kids are like aghast. No. Like, jaws dropped.
Mom broke the fridge and then it broke her.
Yeah, really, 100%. And so I'm over here like trying to put it together. And finally I realized like, I can't problem solve in this state. I need to step away. Just like the mom with that girl. Uh-huh. I sat down and ate my breakfast and cried the whole way through my breakfast while the kids just sat at the bar like
watching me
and very concerned. And then my two littlest come over. They're just more of like the physical touch kids. Mm-hmm. And they both like rested their head on my shoulder and they're like, we love you, mom. You know, my oldest is kind of just like watching
I'm
at a safe
stand
distance.
Back, yes, and just stand observe.
Down. Yeah. And then afterward came up later and was like, I'm really sorry, mom. And I was like, what are you sorry about? Like, what specifically?
I want to hear you answer.
Because I
want to
make sure
yourself.
You guys understand where this came from. Because right now I just look like a psychopath and I am a little bit, but also you guys drove me to this. No, I'm just kidding. I just was like, I want you guys to understand like where this is coming from because I don't want you to just be like, wow, mom's nuts.
Well, yeah, I don't want you to look back and be like, our spring breaks, I remember
my
Looney Tunes going on and I'm not talking about Bugs Bunny.
And so I was sitting there with super glue. Like I felt like I was in the scene of Christmas Story when the dad's trying to glue the leg back together.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then I just didn't want to make it worse. And I knew my husband was coming home. So I was like, oh no. So he comes home. I didn't realize he had someone with him. Like they had caravan and his wife was going to come pick him up at our house. So I came out. I'm like, I didn't want you to come home like this and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, hi. And then I just start to like word vomit to
both of them
about. And like, they were just acting like this. And I slammed the door and then
His friend's like, I hope my wife's here soon. I really do. Are you coming? Mayday,
and I hope she's
mayday.
More put together than this. Anyway, we fixed the fridge enough.
Woo.
And all is well. And I apologize to my children and I'm working on it. Okay. But I'm just here to tell you I'm human, okay? Just in case any of you thought I was perfect, you didn't because you've listened to this podcast. But I just had one of those moments where childish, emotional reactive moments, and I mm-hmm. slammed my fridge. And
nothing more spring break than that.
Nope.
Childish moments. I was really hoping that we would get like some Girls Gone Wild stories just for fun.
Whoa, Brit.
I mean, not like
Gabfest After Dark.
Yeah, but you know what? It actually, this is way more
relatable.
On-brand and relatable for us and our audience.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I wanted everyone to go out there and flash people.
No.
I just wanted to be like, so I ended up at Daytona Beach.
Right.
But then I'm like,
who remembers MTV Spring Break?
Yeah, I wanted.
I used to watch that trash.
MTV Spring Break.
I used to watch that trash, and I'm like, how many children came about from that weekend in Daytona, uh-huh. and how many STDs, and how many, just so much troublesome things that were happening. Mm-hmm. There was so much objectification.
So many bad actors.
So much, you know, objectification going on.
All right, you guys. Well,
bad actors. Sorry, I missed
here.
That.
Spring. We're excited.
And
we're
I apologize. On that note, I apologize because a couple weeks ago, I'm like, spring is springing. And like literally 3 days later, it was blizzarding. Mm-hmm. So I apologize. That was false spring. Now mm-hmm. I think
that
we're
was
here.
Braxton Hicks of spring.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
false labor.
It's painful.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Right.
It happens every year.
We and it means
know.
That there is
we
something good
know.
Coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is light at the end of this tunnel. Okay. Guys, we're going. Bye. Oh, just remember,
someday you'll laugh about this.
Bye.
Let's gab.
It's accumulation. It's an accumulation.
Yes.
Accumulation would be clouds.
I'll give a big.
You have
and
to.
It really does help.
It's actually better for your health.
I get
to, like, release.
Let it out.
I know I thought about it. I'm like, maybe I should go do like a boxing class after you hear what happened to me at spring break. But just to get some anger
aggression.
Out or something. I'm just
trying
to
what's the word?
Incapacitate
him.
Okay, I have to pee somebody.